out a massive influence campaign in a bid to sway the results in a country of just 2.4 million people. It's a charge backed by multiple independent media investigations. Earlier in the week, Moldovan police also arrested more than 70 people in raids tied to alleged Russian-backed efforts to foment unrest. The Kremlin denies interfering in the vote and argues Sandu's government is stoking anti-Russian sentiment to mask voter dissatisfaction over pro-EU reforms in one of Europe's poorest countries. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A portion of Interstate 35 near Emporia was closed temporarily yesterday after a semi-truck caught fire. KAKE reports that firefighters were called to the scene yesterday afternoon and found a Kenworth semi fully engulfed in flames. The driver, 44-year-old Ricardo Amaya from Arizona, was not injured. Traffic was directed off the highway to allow emergency crews to put the fire out. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office said on social media that crews will return to the area around 1 o'clock this afternoon to finish removing debris and that traffic will be reduced to one lane. Documents about aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart may soon be declassified, almost 90 years after her disappearance. The Associated Press reports that President Trump said via social media that he is directing his administration to release all government records related to Earhart. Many experts are skeptical that there is much more relevant information about Earhart's disappearance, citing earlier document releases by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the National Archives. But a spokesperson for the Amelia Earhart Hangar Museum in Atchison says the news is welcome if it sheds any light on her disappearance. Meanwhile, Reuters notes that the move comes as President Trump is facing continued pressure to release other government documents, those really related to financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
Sunny skies for today with highs in the upper 80s. Calm winds becoming south around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. Under sunny skies at 64 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Those limits, but the fact that I still get to be here and see it and participate in it is a dream come true.
Hawk may not be trying new tricks, but he still skates. He threw down another 900 a few years ago at the age of 48. And last week, he got to bring down the gavel when his board, known as the Birdhouse Falcon 2, was sold to an anonymous buyer. Some of the proceeds will go to his nonprofit, the Skate Park Project. That was legendary skateboarder Tony Hawk.
And you can be a legendary supporter of Kansas Public Radio on a Sunday morning. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be here on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition with Laura and Feli over in Pledge Central. It's the time of year we come to you and we ask you to support the public radio that you depend on 365 days a year. Laura, we are counting down to the 10 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. How are we doing?
We have heard from so many of you, and
yay,
that is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. So many new members. I'm absolutely thrilled. But we still haven't heard from you. So my day is not complete. I got to hear from you. That's really what it comes down to. 888-577-5268. Or online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tom and Melinda Carney are matching dollar for dollar your pledge up to $680. So that's how much we still have in the pool. You want to pledge $680, we will have Tom and Melinda Carney write us a check. So they're willing to do up to $680. Many, many thanks to the new anonymous member we just got from Lawrence. Thank you so much. Always thrilled to have new members because as we were talking about, mm-hmm, something like, You know the exact numbers. What percentage of our listeners are not members?
Over 90% of our listeners are not listener members. So we're not at 10% right now. So okay. Typically you hear that a public radio station is healthy if 10% of their listeners donate. We know we have around 80,000 weekly listeners, and we have about 6,000 listener members. So we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
And I can tell you if we made it to 15%, we would be quite a station. We could continue to expand our news coverage. We could hire new staff. So we're not there yet. And that's why, you know, when we hear news about the federal funding cuts and it's so disheartening, I think one thing you can keep in mind is that we have all of you to turn to, and right. You don't have to do it alone. All you have to do is give at an amount that works for you. I'd like to suggest $20 per month. If you give $20 per month as a sustaining member, you will receive a hardcover signed copy of Bill Curtis's new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, which is it's a wonderful book. I've read it. And if you're interested in broadcast journalism, he has had an incredible career. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to learn about that type of journalism and why it's important. So do it today. Do it right now before you get started on the rest of your Sunday. I know if you're like me, you've had a couple of cups of coffee. You're ready to call 888-577-5268 and chat with Amber, or visit kansaspublicradio.org. We have $680 left on that matching challenge from the Carneys.
Maybe you can't do $20 a month. Trust me, I work in public radio. I am not grotesquely overly paid. I'm just not. I'm always mystified by that. I hear people griping about public radio and they're, well, why are we paying you? You're big salaries. I was like, are you familiar with public radio? How much money do you think I make? I mean, this is public radio. It's like a shorthand joke for, you know, I'm wearing used Birkenstocks and drive my used Volvo and,
You're in public service.
You're a highly
qualified person who chose to be in public service. And for that, we are grateful.
Right. So what we're saying is we're not spending this money on outlandish salaries. And you felonies, you are not like the CEO of Starbucks making 6,000% more than the people who have been hired on hourly.
That's right.
Just not how this goes. We try to be good stewards of this money, and we do a lot with a little. Mm-hmm. We have created, look, we run this news department with three people. We have a morning person, an evening person, and a person who manages it all. You know, we have an on-air staff, but everybody does at least double duty here. There's no, What do they call that? They're Alton Brown. You know, the food guy? Unitasker. Nobody is a unitasker.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
That's right.
We all have to be able to do a whole lot of stuff, because there's not that many of us, because we want to put the money toward the broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in the project we're doing, and we do it kind of on a shoestring. We're just asking for a little breathing room, because $240,000 we had counted on isn't going to be there. And one way or the other, we're going to have to figure out how to get it. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we decided to do was ask you. Maybe you have never, ever pledged before. Maybe you just don't think it, well, that's not a thing I do. You hear Feli say, you know, we're suggesting $20 a month. Maybe that's just not in the budget. It just isn't. Okay. Become a member at $5 a month. Become a member at $15 a month. Become a member at $10 a month. Become a member at one of these giving levels. And what can we offer you? We can offer you NPR news, and we can offer you great music programming, really good jazz. We have this new show from the Vinyl Vault that I just love for a variety of reasons, but I love that era of jazz that they play. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hear that anywhere else. What else can we offer you? When you become a member, you can get early access to buy tickets to the events we put on. Big Band Christmas is coming up, and that is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have it at Liberty Hall every year. We have Big Band come in. Everybody enjoys it. It sells out pretty much every year. You can get early access to tickets. you can get a newsletter. We can tell you about what's going on. You can stay on top of what we are doing to deal with this budgeting crisis through our newsletter. We would talk to you all the time, but we know you're here not to hear us, but to hear the great music and news and more. Won't you join us at 888-577-5268 or donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. We do it for you. This is your station. Take some ownership of it. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, Laura and Feli, for coming in on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. And thank you, Max Paley from our development department and Amber, who is taking your calls right now. We are continuing to take your pledges at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
You can also find out more about Prairie Paws on our website. I'm Kay McIntyre. I went down to Prairie Paws down in Ottawa a couple weeks ago and visited with Vanessa Cowrie. She's their executive director, CEO. You can find out our full conversation on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And a reminder, you can pledge while you're there, kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 10 o'clock.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jen Largis. On today's show, two of the most dangerous materials in old houses may be lurking where you least expect. Here's what to do if you uncover asbestos or lead paint.
Let sleeping dogs lie is a pretty good rule of thumb, but once you start to disturb things like asbestos or lead, it becomes airborne. It now is bioavailable.
From conversation rocks to creatures in the woods, Rhett McLaughlin's North Carolina Cabin holds stories both magical and a little scary.
When we get away from Los Angeles and all the work that we do here, we want there to be a sense that things have slowed down.
A year after Hurricane Helene devastated Asheville, This Old House returns to rebuild homes and hope. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Officials in...
When we come back, our experts answer more of your home improvement and DIY questions. Call us at 877-864-7460. That's 877-864-7460. Coming up on This Old House Radio Hour from LAist and APM. Stay tuned.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, today at 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. A big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during Weekend Edition Sunday. We are pledge-free for the next couple hours, but we are still taking your pledges at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also pledge on the KPR app. Thanks for your support for Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported. We come back. 1 year after Hurricane Helene devastated North Carolina, we check in with Kevin O'Connor, host of This Old House, to discuss the rebuilding efforts featured in the upcoming season.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're continuing to take your pledges during This Old House Radio Hour. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Live music from Chuck Mead and many more. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com. Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 80s. Light winds from the south. Mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 75 in Chanute, 74 in Emporia, 72 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Just a reminder that we are coming to you right now pledge-free, although we are still taking your pledges at Kansas Public Radio. org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. Today on KPR Presents, we hear from KPR's own Matthew Algio and the story of New York City's secret subway, the brainchild of inventor Alfred Beach.
Alfred envisioned a country crisscrossed by pneumatic tube transportation. He saw pneumatic tubes shooting across the country, over the mountains, through the mountains, over the rivers, under the rivers. Alfred envisioned pneumatic tubes through Kansas. I think he really saw it as the future of transportation.
That's KPR's own Matthew Algio. We'll also hear from Karen Miriam Goldberg, her latest book, The Magic Eye. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. It's 75 in Chanute, 73 in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News and
comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strange from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. X.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, today at 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
AI. I'm Ann Strange Champs. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 79 in Lawrence, 80 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR. AI.
So Gwen Chung is an artist and researcher. She's a former MIT Media Lab Fellow and Google Artist in Residence. And she was recently named one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in AI. You can see a video of her collaboration with AI robots on our website at ttbook.org. To the Best of Our Knowledge is produced in Madison, Wisconsin by Shannon Henry Kleiber, Charles Monroe Kane, Mark Rickers, and Angela Bautista. Our technical director and sound designer is Joe Hartke, with help from Sarah Hopeful. Additional music this week comes from Mystery Mammal, Bio Unit, Panai, The Lovely Moon, Young Paint, David Dolan, and Oded Bentall. Our executive producer is Steve Paulson, and I'm Ann Strange Champs. Thanks for listening.
PRX. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can also leave a pledge in support of To the Best of Our Knowledge and 105 Live coming up next here on KPR. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at cawvalleyfieldday.com. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. Today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio's own Matthew Algio and the story of New York City's secret subway, the brainchild of inventor Alfred Beach.
Alfred envisioned a country crisscrossed by pneumatic tube transportation. He saw pneumatic tubes shooting across the country, over the mountains, through the mountains, over the rivers, under the rivers. Alfred envisioned pneumatic tubes through Kansas. I think he really saw it as the future of transportation.
We'll also hear from Karian Miriam Goldberg, her latest book, The Magic Eye. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia, 81 in Topeka. This is KPR.